Go live. Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show. The transition. Has Mitt been doing the transitions? Because he might do it, but it's over there, so it. I don't see it. This team. Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee and corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby
Tone. That's Bubblegum Pino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded one.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you.
I mean, it was all looking good, and now it's not.
Yeah, I got a text from a family member that said, should I cash out these Gumpy footy picks because they are all currently winning? And then there's been a couple goals since that. Right?
I don't know what's going on with Leverkusen. They went up 2-0 on the weekend, lost 5-2. They were up 2-0 on Hoffenheim in the 80th and have given up two goals.
Jesus.
Like, they are a very good team, but they are fucking
can't close them out.
Dying.
Can't close them out.
This hat's
how's everything else going? Dude. Hats. Pretty good. It's not the best hat you've worn.
No, I don't like it. It feels like I'm fucking ready for Tour de France.
I love it, dude.
It's a summer hat.
Don't talk. I didn't fucking introduce you yet. In the back, Bruce Brown.
Bruce
is on the ones and twos. T's and P's to Raldi. Nicky Skates. He's hot.
He's in the fucking penalty box.
Penalty box.
Penalty box.
And Mitt's in the other one. 5 minutes.
And running the cameras and transitions. Evan Fox.
Hey, baby Fox.
Fellas.
Thank you for helping out, Foxy.
No, thank you for having me.
Your hair looks great.
Keep in mind, I will be betting like Mitt today when we get to that portion of the show.
At least we know who will take
what,
the heat.
What are you taking, Foxy, today?
The fucking Lakers tonight. I think they're -2.
You gotta take the first off, you gotta take a fucking
LeBron
Laker.
Fucking 35.
Actually, he sent me his picks. So, he's actually not on the Lakers tonight.
Wow.
Who they got? They have been playing better.
Right? Mavs. Okay. Today will be the normal show, kind of. We'll go through the normal stuff. But then we're running through the first 20 games of college.
20 piece.
There's 42 games total.
My Lanta.
That's so many bowl games.
So many. We'll run through them quickly. we'll give you something on each of them.
Let's go.
I'll tell you which way I'm leaning.
You going barbecue or honey mustard with those?
On a nuggie?
Yeah.
Fucking plain, and then I'm dipping.
Yeah, what are you dipping?
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Where's the sauce from?
McDonald's.
Barbecue.
Yeah. Wendy's.
Yeah. Best barbecue in the land.
McDonald's the barbecue is unbelievable.
The tangy honey mustard does slap as well, my friends. Try it out.
Bruce is making NBA picks tonight.
A baby
Foxy
Bruce.
might make some too. Mm-hmm. We'll roll through. You know what? Let's just start right there. Actually, shout out. Last night, Super Boost was the easiest.
Yeah, good call on that.
Steph on the Super Boost. Two threes in the first quarter.
Yep.
7 minutes left to happen. Congrats to Steph.
Let's go, Steph.
You know what? That was awesome. Yep. That was very cool.
It was awesome.
That was sweet.
There are a fuck ton of NBA games tonight. And, Foxy, I don't know if you know about this rule yet or Bruce. I don't make NBA picks until Christmas.
Ooh.
It's fair.
I don't
Some people don't think the season starts till
Count
Christmas.
Down the days.
Yeah. Fucking throw
need
me
the data.
In there. Fucking
need the data.
Get the
first
advent
off,
calendar.
I mean, if you saw what I... Oh, it's on the printer.
Should I go get it?
You don't have
I can go.
Hold on.
What
no,
is
no,
it?
Bruce, you don't have to go get it. Let me call my friend.
What is this?
What happened here? How are we going to get through 20 bowl games?
That's what all my...
Oh, your information.
All my information is... Sitting on the... Let me call my friend, see if he answers.
All right, here we go.
He normally answers. Z, will you grab some papers off the printer and bring them in?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Thank you.
On my way.
See, I told you my friend would answer. My friend Z, he would answer. So, if you saw the amount of information on these sheets, okay, you would be like, oh, Tony doesn't have time yet to bet the NBA. Or... college basketball.
Right.
But after Christmas, bowl seasons, the work has been done. The groundwork has been laid. We'll
fucking
be good to go.
Memphis showed up last night.
Memphis college basketball.
Yeah, 5-point dogs. What
thank you,
Z. Won by,
appreciate it.
Won by double digits.
Sheesh. Listen, we got three games right here.
Wow.
like a book report.
Yeah, I mean, for the first 20 games, we've got fucking 6 pages.
Yeah, it's going to be a monologue. You're going to stand.
It's not going to be a fucking monologue, dude.
6 hour show. This thing ended at midnight.
I saw Memphis showed up last night. Good for you, dude. Good pick.
They were due. It was just a bad matchup for Bama. And I was just excited to see everybody else was on Bama.
That is good to see.
Don't forget to look into the matchups, you know? Don't forget.
Don't just look at the trends. Don't just look at the standings or the records.
Sometimes it's the matchups.
Sometimes the team can't rebound and the other team can.
That's the one, my friend.
So let's do NBA tonight. Obviously, I won't have anything. I've got Mitch picks. Sounds like fucking Bruce is going to have a little bit. Foxy might even
jump in. I'm
going
to have a pick, but I'm actually struggling right now. I'm trying to Google who's on the national TV game tonight, because there's definitely one tonight, right?
It's Wednesday. Hold on.
And it's not showing up on my Google right now.
Well, last night was TNT Tuesdays.
Yeah, so I assume tonight was ESPN, and I assume it's Lakers Mavericks. It has to be.
Let me look at it. Yeah, it's Lakers Mavs at 7:30, and then Clippers Utah at 10.
All right, let's get this one out of the way.
But you're gonna go Lakers.
Lakers minus two. I mean, that's the easiest bet of the night. Easiest bet of the year. Danny easiest Ainge. Bet of 2021.
Huh?
Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge revenge game.
He's back. He's with the Utah. Leverkusen West Ham just took Reds. Fuck this shit.
Come on, Leverkusen.
Is it all fucking crash all at once? It's all fucking tell him it was his fault. Everything went to shit once he asked to cash out.
We're back.
Thank you, Bill.
I think it just started with tell him it's his fault.
All right, we're back. All right. Okay, back to the show. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
That'll happen.
That computer's still fucked up or whatever. But
whatever.
All right, we're back.
I'm just going to keep looking at you over here.
Thank you for hanging in there, everybody.
Thank you, Hammerton.
West Ham is fucking dead.
What's
going on with the Hammers, man?
I don't know. They're not forever blowing bubbles, I'll tell you that.
Jeez.
All right, back to tonight's NBA slate. Foxy's on the Lakers minus the two.
And I have a flyer in that game. Ooh. LeBron James just saw Kevin Durant get a triple-double. He is at plus 900 for a triple-double tonight. Book that one.
I actually like that thinking also because Skip tweeted,
yes,
about KD and LeBron.
Also, everyone was praising Steph Curry last night, so LeBron has to say, I need the attention. It needs to be on me. Get the cameras on me. Triple-double will do that.
I like the way you're thinking about that. Mitt is on that game. He's on the over, the 213, though.
Let's go, Mitt.
For Lakers-Mavs. Bruce, you wanted that at all?
I like the Lakers there.
Okay.
I don't know if you're doing the thing where I can't disagree with any of other.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I like the Pacers money line as well. Giannis and a few other Bucks are in the COVID protocol.
Oh, so you're taking the Pacers. Mitt's on the Bucks plus the two, and I believe what he said was, Giannis is out, don't care. Pacers ain't winning in a stadium that fans want the team to actually win. That sounds like an anti-Homer pick. Because he hates the Pacers.
He hates them. Commas and everything.
Mitt's also on OKC plus the 4.5 against New Orleans. As we all know, Mitt loves to fade New Orleans.
That's Mitt, baby.
It's been a good year for that. And then his last one is the Grizz minus 2.5 at Portland. He's also been against Portland quite a bit, too.
Yeah, Portland's struggling.
Yeah, they stink.
What else do you like, Bruce?
I mean, it's tough. I've been kind of doing the opposite of Gumpy, where I'm switching from a volume shooter to just putting too much
smart
money on just one individual game.
Less games, more units.
I don't have a ton. I mean, we could fly around the basketball, you know, if you want. I like the Sixers minus 7, you know, probably the Hawks minus 8, but then we're just you know, laying them and praying right there.
Okay. A little lay and pray on those.
Lay and pray.
I like that.
College basketball. You got picks in it?
Yes, sir.
You sound excited.
Well, you see, I sat down this morning and I do my daily thing. When I go on the treadmill, I've put in my picks and I only had three.
Okay.
Then I got here and started examining the slate a little bit more. And I said, you know, it's Wednesday, volume shooter Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, some of these are fucking disgusting. taking the Nukes plus 5.5 at Belmont.
Chattanooga?
Yeah, they're 5-0 on the road, 4-1 ATS on the road. I love that one. That was an original.
Okay.
That was top of the list.
How many volume shooter picks do we have tonight?
I mean, we're approaching double digits.
Okay, that's fine.
Akron getting 4 at Wright State.
Yeah.
Akron's 6-3. Wright State's 2-6.
Okay.
Wright State's 1-6 ATS.
We don't like that.
I like the Zips.
Let's go Zips.
South Dakota money line versus Bellarmine.
Oh,
Bellarmine.
Oh, Bellarmine.
Yeah, Bellarmine 1-3 ATS at home. Give me South Dakota.
Okay.
This one's dangerous as well. Weber State plus 2.5 at home against Utah State. Weber State's 9-1 on the year, 5-3 ATS. And you know how I feel about the Oregon Ducks, Tony.
Wow, you don't like them.
Portland plus 17.5 at Oregon.
Sheesh.
Oregon's 2-7 ATS. Portland 3-0 ATS on the road.
Okay,
let's go.
Taking UC San Diego minus 3.5 at Denver. Denver's 3-9 on the year. San Diego's 5-3. Winthrop minus 3.5.
Love Winthrop.
I don't know this. This name evades me as well.
What is it?
Elon.
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 You know, it's that easy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Felt like there was something more to that for some reason. No. Elon 2-6 ATS, 0-2 ATS at home. I don't know if this one made the list here.
What do you mean? You got one.
No, here we go. Georgia Southern getting 6.5.
At not Campbell. Real, not real confident about this one.
I mean, this one, you know, maybe throw this one in the trash. South Dakota State plus 4 at Missouri State. Missouri State 1-3 ATS at home. New Mexico State plus 7.5 at Washington State. New Mexico State's 8-2 on the year, 2-1 ATS on the road, playing very good ball. And this one is fucking good luck. There's no reason to take this game.
Love when you do this.
Nichols getting 19 at Wisconsin.
Okay. Wow. Any reasoning here? Or?
I don't believe in Wisconsin. And okay. I get attacked the most for betting against Wisconsin, so I will take Nichols State.
This is a spite bet.
I mean, Nichols State 7-3 on the year. Wisconsin's 8-2. I feel like they might be able to keep it within 19.
So not a complete spite bet.
No, I like it.
Semi-spite bet?
Yeah.
Today is Wednesday. Good luck with those.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Boys, good luck on your NBA. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Oh, tomorrow, here's a flyer. It's not a flyer, actually. Leicester has serious COVID issues.
Yeah.
9 players out.
Mm-hmm.
Tottenham is fresh as hell. They haven't played in a minute. They're plus money, draw no bet.
Really?
And I do not hate Tottenham money line tomorrow at plus 195.
Come on.
Yeah, that feels like... Leicester's been playing good, but I don't know how you fucking... They don't know. We don't know who the players are. Klopp talked about this morning. He said, I don't know why people are hiding who has COVID. So nobody knows who the Leicester players are that have it. But
still,
it's that line's moving. Like it was, you got...
Somebody knows.
You had Tottenham double chance minus 140 yesterday. It's minus 185 now. So hop on that while you can. It might end up being canceled. I could see it happening, but get it while you can with Tottenham.
Okay.
Wait, in soccer, you don't have to say which player has COVID.
It's crazy.
They kind of like...
That's...
They say it like before the game. Like they don't say it.
Oh, that is awesome.
Like right before the game?
Nobody knows.
Well, you get this hell like on the starting 9.
Starting 11.
11 comes out.
Half hour, maybe an hour on a good day.
So you will know who's playing.
Yeah, but that line, like I said, that line, I can't believe it's still where it's at.
Okay.
I mean, not like Tottenham's been world beaters this year. Leicester looked good on the weekend.
Come on, Spurs.
I mean, the Conte effect has to take effect at some point.
3 NHL games tonight.
Fucking Canucks, dude.
The Cougars?
I mean...
Shout out to Coyne for winning last night again.
They were down 3-1 going into the third.
The Cougars?
I fell asleep, woke up at 1:30 a.m.
Who are we talking about, the Cougars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a message from inside the building. Said,
their boys are back?
Yeah. I mean, they thought maybe.
What are they, 5-0 with Bruce?
5-0 with Bruce.
Hell yeah.
Barbecue Bruce.
Okay, there's 3 games tonight. Did Nick send you any?
No.
He didn't send me any.
I think he's...
Nicky Skates. He's taking him. He's off the ice tonight.
Nicky Skates is actually in the penalty
box. He's in the penalty box.
Still in the box.
3 NHL games. You know, I don't got anything. You got... Did you take a look?
Hold on. I'm fucking...
Caps are at the Hawks. Rangers at the Yotes. Kraken are at the Ducks.
Ducks minus 160. Ugh. Ugh. Give me the Caps. Moneyline minus 140 at Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one.
There it is.
There it is.
There's hockey for tonight.
West Ham's fucking dead, dude.
Hey,
they've been in shambles since they beat Chelsea.
Well, that'll happen. You know, they were riding a little too high. NFL news, a lot of COVID. We'll break down all that tomorrow. Our recommendation, don't fucking bet the NFL until you know who's playing.
Unless
you really like the line.
I love an early line. I'm a jumper.
Unless you really
there's
like
no the need to bet if there's no need to bet that Raiders Browns game.
No.
But
it is the
it's their Saturday. It's the only game Saturday. You have to bet it.
Yeah.
Correct.
I like that Patriots Colts game. I hate as well. I don't think there's a bad side to bet that game.
I think I'm leaning Colts.
If you take, there's nothing wrong with Colts money line. There's nothing wrong with taking Pats plus the points.
Okay.
I don't think anything's a bad bet in that game.
We'll dive into that when we get a little more clarity. You ready to run through some of these college bowl games?
Let's go. Oh, yeah.
Guide us through, my friend.
We kick off Friday with the Bahamas Bowl. Toledo -10 versus Middle Tennessee State University. It opened 9, so it's up to 10. The total's 51. It opened 53.5, so it's come down a little bit. Here's what I got on this game. Middle Tennessee State, they throw the ball a good bit. They're 116 yards per pass. Toledo's number 13 in stopping the pass. Middle Tennessee State is down to its third and fourth string quarterbacks.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Middle Tennessee State's head coach is 1-5 straight up and ATS their last 6 bowl games.
Jeez. Yikes.
They stuck with them.
Toledo is 13th in yards per rush. Middle Tennessee State's rush defense is number 50. Toledo is 8-2 when they're facing a lesser rushing team. So I will be laying. I got a 9.5. I'll be laying Toledo -9.5.
In Holy
so.
Shit!
Did you say they're 1-5 ATS and
straight up?
So they've been favorites and they've just lost out.
The right head now. Coaches.
Who's the coach?
Good question. I can't remember his name.
Is Napier done or is he coaching the bowl game?
Okay, so there was early rumors that he is going
to
be coaching.
Didn't he already get introduced to Florida?
He apparently there's a lot of these coaches that are hanging around to coach the bowl game and then potentially go into their new
even
spot.
After being introduced.
Yeah, I think Billy might be on the sidelines for both.
He's going to coach for Florida and
no, he's not coaching for Florida, but he might be. You know, the new coach hangs out, watches the game at least.
Oh, like
in the press
Dabo.
Box. Yeah. Dabo, you got anything on the Bahamas game. Bowl?
Pardon?
You got anything on the Bahamas Bowl?
No, you can throw the Bahamas Bowl directly in the
Bahamas trash. Bowl is the legendary game, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What about Duke's Mayo?
10's a lot of points in the Bahamas
10 Bowl. 10 is a lot
just
of points
in the
Bahamas
Bowl. Knowing
the
environment
Bowl.
Down there.
Obviously, you got to look at motivation and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think you got to watch some of the high school tape on this third or fourth string quarterback.
Well, that's
yeah.
the thing. You look at Baylor. Baylor's quarterback was shit all year. Their backup comes in. He's a goddamn gunslinger.
Yeah, that'll get you.
You also look. Toledo is 6-4. ATS is a fave, which isn't great. But Middle Tennessee State 2-5 is a dog. 1-5 is an away dog. Toledo 4-1 is a away favorite. Now is it a classic away game? No, but they're traveling.
They're traveling.
They are traveling.
The Tailgater Cure Bowl.
Pardon?
Of course.
The Cure Bowl.
Tailgater.
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 Tailgater Cure Bowl.
Tailgater Cure Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a good bowl. Who's in that?
That's Coastal and NIU. That's Rocco Lombardi, Foxy.
Fuck yeah, Rocky. Beat Michigan for us last year. Thank you, Rocky.
Now, me and Rocky have had our differences. You and Rocky, how are you guys doing?
Nah, I forgot about it.
The line is 10. Coastal's a 10-point favorite.
10?
Oh.
Over under 64.
Wow.
My model spit out Coastal Carolina as the number one confidence pick for money line.
Ooh.
They run the ball 14th most in the country. They're number 5 in yards per rush. NIU is number 122 in stopping the run. Coastal likely going to run the ball all over the place. NIU runs the ball 5th most. They're 25th in yards per rush. Coastal's 40th in yards per run defense. So if it's going to be on the ground, I like Coastal's advantage here.
Checks out.
It's the only way to go.
It's the first bowl game for the NIU coach. They were 0-6 last year, though. I like teams that were bad last year, made a bowl game this year. I'd normally like to bet on them.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go Coastal -9.5.
All right. That's fair.
It feels more comfortable to me than the Bahamas.
Coastal seems to get up.
This one's in Orlando.
Ooh. Ooh.
The roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl. This is Saturday.
Oh, I love Boca Bowl.
This was not a bad game. App State minus three versus Western Kentucky.
See, this is where.
Here we go.
Who's in? Who's out?
Okay. Western Kentucky has had their top wide receiver, tackle, and DB all enter the portal, but apparently they're still going to play, which.
There's no way.
Which blows my mind.
How?
Western Kentucky's OC is going to Texas Tech, I believe, but apparently he's still going to call this game.
Okay.
Is that you?
Yeah, that was
pretty important. Western Kentucky passes the second most in the country.
Very important.
But App State has a good pass defense. Oh, was it the...
Yeah.
You going to step out to take this call?
Nah, fuck it. Step out. Wait a little. They can wait.
I'm not very confident in this one, but I'm leaning App State.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You got anything?
Go.
I need to know if Billy's on the goddamn sideline.
That's not that game.
It's not that game?
Billy Napier?
Oh, sorry. Western Kentucky?
Yeah,
Western Kentucky in the points.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
They're good.
They have a great offense.
Yeah. I mean.
One last ride.
Yeah. Great offense.
Yeah, I don't know how they're getting three.
Yeah. I mean, I have right here, not confident. 0% confidence in this one. I mean, the next one is the New Mexico Bowl. Fresno's minus 11.5 versus UTEP. This is one where we get who's in and out. Fresno's quarterback entered the transfer portal. Because the head coach of Fresno.
How many quarterbacks are in the portal right now? Like, is there not a fear that you're not going to get picked up? Or are these kids being told they're going to get picked up?
Well, this situation, the head coach of Fresno got hired at Washington. So he's gone.
Okay.
He's taking the OC with him. He's gone. And they thought the quarterback was entering the portal to go to Washington to play with him.
Yep.
But he pulled out of the portal and said he's going back to Fresno. Mm-hmm. They don't know if he's playing yet or not.
I imagine he would.
It's been 54 years since UTEP has won a bowl game.
Oh.
So I feel like they're going to be fired up.
Money line.
I feel like they're going to be fired up.
54?
Yeah. Obviously, Fresno passes the ball a fuck ton. UTEP's D is number 20 in pass D. UTEP's got a good pass D. With everything going on at Fresno, coach leaving, everything like that, I'm definitely taking the plus 11.5.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Bruce might be on the money line.
Yeah, you would. The way you just explained that, I think I will sprinkle on the money line and definitely be on the 11.5.
Another game where are they going to try coming into play here? BYU's minus 6.5 at UAB or versus UAB. That's in the Independence Bowl. BYU beat, what, 5 Pac-12 teams?
Yeah. I've never been sold on BYU ever.
They were good this year,
yeah.
But now they're going to go play UAB in the Independence Bowl.
They're favored by what?
7 is the line now.
Yeah, give me UAB, dude.
This one's very close, but I'm going to take the dog here. I'm going to take UAB plus the 7.
Yeah.
UAB runs the 12th most in the country, and BYU has the number 80 yard per rush defense. UAB has the number 8 rushing defense, and BYU likes to run the ball. So I just like the matchup for UAB, I think.
It's a bit of like a class drop, no? Like,
yes.
This is the best team to ever be in the Independence Bowl.
For BYU?
UAB?
Just in general, for the Independence Bowl's history, this is the highest ranked team to ever be in it.
Is that a...
Yeah.
You reading that right now?
Yeah, 45-year history, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Are they going to be able to get up for it?
It's like when a really fast horse drops down in class.
Okay. I love when you go to horse racing, dude.
Takes it to it's the track.
How does the fast horse do when they drop down in class?
Typically well, but you have to worry about why that the classy horse is racing in the shithole.
Now we're talking. Mm. Hey, now we're fucking talking.
It's saying it's the toilet bowl.
UAB may be without their leading rusher. So that's something to look
just
at.
Live
yeah,
bet
it's just everything. Kind of the heart and soul.
Yeah. The Lending Tree Bowl.
Fucking love Lending Tree.
Yep. Liberty's minus 9.5 versus Eastern Michigan.
Oh.
Liberty is, as a matchup is concerned, I fucking love them. Malik Willis, who is going to be a first round pick at quarterback, will play. Hugh Freeze is 5-1 straight up and ATS in the Bulls. Liberty was not great ATS this year at all. But I think I'm comfortable laying the 9 here, especially if Malik Willis is playing.
I mean, if Malik is in.
So this guy's going to be a number one first round draft pick.
Yeah.
What was Liberty's record?
They were last year. They were 10-1 or something like that.
All right.
This year it wasn't as good.
6-5.
No, it had to be better than that, right? I should have put their actual record on here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, they're 6-5.
Jesus.
Just keep in mind, Eastern Michigan University is in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
No, I know that. Trust me, I've had to check the record on Ypsilanti many, many times. Mm-hmm.
They're 0-3 coming in and at the spread.
Eastern Michigan?
Liberty.
Or Liberty. Yeah, Liberty. They both. The trends aren't good on either of these teams, but Liberty's the more talented fucking.
Eastern Michigan.
Used to be a proud program.
Who's that?
Liberty. 6-5.
Hugh Freeze, stuff. Dude. The boys are going to they're going to get up one more time, dude. You going to Eastern Michigan?
No, thank you. I don't trust Eastern
Michigan. Here's my least favorite bowl game, not because of who's playing it, but because of the name. Jimmy Kimmel, El Abel.
Pardon? No.
The Jimmy Kimmel, El Abel.
When did this guy get a bowl?
How did he get a bowl? One.
I don't want to talk about it, dude.
Is this new?
I don't know if it's a new bowl or not, but I haven't heard of it before.
Can
of
we
you.
Buy a bowl?
Yeah,
eventually.
So. What's this he going to do? Do the fucking his show at halftime or
I
what?
I don't even think he knew who was in it, dude.
Fucking be there. There's no way.
It's Oregon State and Utah State.
Give me the Beavs, dude.
This one is I'm split on this one.
The Beavs are proud. The Beavs are a proud group. They'll go out there and play ball.
The okay, so both these teams overperformed this year. They're Oregon State was supposed to be last in the Pac-12. Utah State's over under of wins was 3. And they got 10, I think. They won the Mountain West. Utah State's Blake Anderson. He's got 6 bowl appearances. This is Oregon State's coach's first bowl appearance. Because of experience, I think I'm going to lean to Utah State plus the 7.5 here.
Oh.
You go against the Bees on your
here's
own
where it worries me.
Utah State won't get up for a game like this.
Oregon State has the number 9 rush offense, and yeah. Utah State is the number 88 rushing
and you
defense.
You know all those boys are playing. Oregon State can go.
That I mean, it worries the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
But Utah State throws the ball. They're number 32 in passing. Oregon State's defense is number 75 in pass D.
Okay.
So they're bounce. Evenly mismatched on offense. Utah State 6-1 on the road. Oregon State 1-5 on the road. I think that's why I leaned to Utah State for a few couple reasons there.
I'll die with the Bees.
I know you will.
Time.
I know you will.
They'll show up in the All Blacks.
Here's your bull. The New Orleans Bull.
Jesus.
Hell yeah.
The Raging Cajuns. Billy Napier versus Marshall.
What's the spread?
5.
5?
5. Raging Cajuns are laying 5.
It's a we don't know number.
It is a we don't know number.
What's Marshall done?
Down here actually.
Is
huh. Now if Doc Holliday was there before, he was the bull master. You didn't go against him.
Do they have a coach? If it's not Billy, have they named another
the
coach?
Tight end coach, I believe, is their new head coach. Napier's taken a lot of the coaches with him. Marshall's 7-2 ATS their last 9 bowl games, but that was with Doc Holliday. They're 2-6 this year versus teams with a winning record.
Yeah, I think this might be a landslide.
Yeah.
5 seems very low for the Cajuns. I guess the Cajuns weren't great this year either, though.
They're 10-2, I think. They lost to Texas, and then they didn't lose again until...
They weren't great at covering.
No. They also run the ball. Marshall's 80th in run defense. Jesus. Marshall throws the ball. Louisiana's number 16 in pass defense. I'm laying the 5 here with the Cajuns.
They're gonna kill them.
It's also a home game, basically. It's in Louisiana.
Yeah.
One last ride.
One last time, Billy.
The creme de la creme, the Myrtle Beach pool.
Oh, get your tickets now.
Marty and McGee.
This chicken on a stick.
Marty and McGee.
What are Marty and McGee doing?
This is
their bowl.
This is their bowl. I think they're calling it.
Oh.
Yeah, they do call it.
They've been hyping the Myrtle Beach. Yeah,
they this call is the it one, on Foxy. The sidelines with chicken on a stick, dude.
It's Tulsa and Old Dominion.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. Both teams are pretty balanced on offense, but Tulsa has the advantage on D in both rushing and pass. Tulsa on the field is the better team.
Yeah.
Tulsa's 4-0 ATS their last four. Tulsa 6-2 ATS their last eight bowl games. Tulsa DC is taking a bunch of the defense staff with him to TCU. First bowl appearance for Old Dominion. I couldn't pick a side here.
No, I'm taking
the under.
If you had to guess where Marty and McGee are leaning towards, which team would you say?
Marty McGee. They feel probably like an Old Dominion. Hoping for a good football game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
They're on the underdog.
Marty and McGee are on the underdog.
Just have a good
here.
Football game out there, huh?
Yeah. I like the dog, too.
You taking the dog here?
Yeah, give me Monarch.
Old Dominion's 5-0 ATS in their last five. 4-1 ATS is their last five as a dog.
Give me Monarch.
I'm taking the under here. I couldn't take a side.
Give me Monarch.
I think I'd lean Tulsa.
Tone can't take a side. It's the underdog. Rule of thumb.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Love that.
Wyoming versus Kent.
Ooh. Kent State +3.
Yeah.
You taking that?
Yeah, what are we talking
about? How come?
I love Kent State.
Okay.
Don't overthink it.
What about the elevation?
Pardon?
The elevation.
I don't worry about it in a bowl game.
Be played in Boise.
Don't worry about it.
Wyoming loves the elevation. They love the cold. They love the slop. They fucking feast in the slop.
Nah.
Wyoming's coach is 3-0 ATS and Bulls. That change your mind?
Nah. I know Kent State. I know they show up.
Wyoming's 1-5-1 ATS as a favorite, though, this year.
Thank you.
Kent is 0-5 ATS as a way pup this year.
It's not a way. It's neutral site.
Okay. I'm leaning Wyoming here because they run the 11th most in the country. And Kent has the 102nd ranked rushing defense.
All right.
Listen, when the other team runs the ball and you can't stop the run, I tend to lean that way.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl? How's that one make you feel?
This is a classic.
I love Tropical Smoothie.
Gumpy's going to love this one when he finds out who's in it.
What do you got?
Meep.
Pardon?
Meep. You heard me.
Who they got?
Meep. Roadrunners are versus San Diego State, who just got blown out by Utah State in the Mountain West Championship.
What's the spread?
Utah State's a lock.
Spread is three.
What?
Obviously, this is, you know what this is. This is offense versus defense. Roadrunners have an incredible offense. San Diego State has a credible defense. San Diego State did have a little bit of a COVID issue for the Mountain West game. That's why a bunch of people were out for the Mountain West game. I didn't overthink this one. Meet -2.5 or 3, whatever you get it at.
One last time.
Foxy, you're not familiar with this?
Yeah.
The Roadrunners were our team this year.
All season, huh?
Yes.
All right, I run with that.
You got to be worried about 80-yard punts and 65-yard field goals.
True. So. You're fucking true.
Nah, not when fucking Roadrunners put up a 70 piece.
He's just kicking spread busters every time you look at you look up at the screen. It's like, oh, my God, it's pinned at the one?
Yeah,
one
I'll say to that, that's just more yards for meeping.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's just more yards.
What is UTSA? What's that stand for?
Texas San Antonio.
Oh, that's why the Roadrunners. Let's fucking go. I like that.
Texas San Antonio. That's also in Frisco, Texas, which I believe is basically a home game for the Meat.
I love how they've just had home games for fucking everything.
Yeah. For their conference championship and this. The Armed Forces Bowl, it's Army and Mizzou. This is another run game one. Mizzou's 115th in rushing D. You go against an armed forces team and you can't stop the run, that's a long game, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when anyone remember what Army did to Houston a few years ago when Houston couldn't stop the run? It's like 72-10.
I do remember that, actually. Yeah, this is a tough game to be a civilian in.
Mizzou's first bowl game for their head coach. Army 4-1 ATS in their last four or five bowl games. I'm on Army all day in this one.
No. fair play.
Especially after they just lost to Navy.
Yeah, that was...
Those kids are going to bounce back.
You'd have to believe. You'd have to hope.
Well, that was your fault.
My fault? Uh-huh. I didn't touch that game. I bet the basketball.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I bet on NJIT.
I believe this game was added as a bowl game. The Frisco Football Classic. You heard of that one before?
It is a classic. It's right in the name.
Miami, Ohio minus -3 versus North Texas.
Mean Green?
I have. This is a coin flip game.
Miami, Ohio.
I mean, this is the creme de la creme of the fucking shit bowl games.
It's a classic. It's a Frisco classic.
I'm taking North Texas. They're basically home again. And they're hotter. I think they won 5 straight, so.
Yep.
The Mean Green.
They did win 5 straight?
Yes, and only UTEP was close. Really? That's not true, actually. Close enough.
It was never that close.
North Texas is also 3-0 ATS with a rest advantage. Listen, they get a couple more extra days to prepare. North Texas is coming.
They get their sleep. They're ready, my friend.
The Gasparilla Bowl.
Oh.
This is an interesting one. Your boy, Alfonso Gustavo.
The third.
Is
Bo Nix transferred there yet?
Gussie Malzahn is a 6.5-point dog to Florida.
Oh, the Gators?
Yeah, this is an in-state little brother. Napier may be on the sideline.
That's where the issue is. I do not make me choose between Billy and Gussie.
I have this highlighted real large here. I do not want to pick this game.
No.
Florida's 0-6 ATS their last 6. 0-5 ATS their last 5 is a favorite. 0-6 ATS their last 6 non-conference. UCF is 1-4 ATS on the road. 0-2 ATS is a dog. Fucking 6-15 ATS their last 21.
Good luck.
I'll take the 7.
You're going to take Gussie?
Give me the pop.
Woo!
Love it.
I feel like they're going to be a little more motivated as...
It's a program building win.
Is Gussie still on crutches or is he on the sidelines?
I think he's coaching from the folding table still.
That might have been the...
That's a tough one.
That was the...
I recommend not betting that one if you...
No, you bet that game.
If you have a choice.
You bet that game.
Here's one.
Fight alert.
The fucking Hawaii Bowl. Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
Memphis is minus -7 in the hook or 7, depending where you get it, at Hawaii versus Hawaii.
What time is that? 11 p.m.?
I don't know what time this one is. Bruce, you got that up?
The time of the game?
The time?
8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern.
It's not that late. There goes Hawaii's advantage. The 11 p.m. Hawaii advantage.
I'm going Memphis here. I'll lay the touchdown. Apparently, Hawaii hates Todd Graham, their coach. Oh. Their starting quarterback and running back have both entered the portal, and they will be leaving.
They're not playing.
They're not playing.
This coach is staying?
Yes, Todd Graham is apparently staying.
All right.
Here's why I didn't want to take Memphis. They're 0-5 on the road. Hawaii is 4-0 as a home pup. Memphis is on a 1-4 ATS run. They're on a 1-4 ATS run versus a team with a losing record. They're 1-5 ATS, their last 6 is a favorite. So.
Good team.
Didn't really want to pick this one.
Go Memphis. Memphis, 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 Memphis.
But I'm not going to take the team that just lost their starting quarterback.
Yeah, there's that thing, you know. Players don't like the coach. That's not a good thing.
Yeah. You going anywhere on that one, Bruce?
I think this is the first no bet that I've seen. Okay. This game stinks.
What? Yeah. I would bet it if it was at 11.
I guess I'd take Hawaii, probably.
Okay. Home team.
For what?
I don't know. The Camellia Bowl. Christmas Day. They're making these kids play on Christmas Day.
Fuck that.
Shout out them. Shout out Georgia State and Ball State. Chirp, chirp.
Jesus, Mitt, I'm opting out of that one.
If Mitt was here, he would take chirp, chirp. I'm on Georgia State. They run 6th most in the country. They're 25th in yards per rush. Ball State is 72nd in opponent yards per rush. So Georgia State is also 5-1 on the road. 5-2 is a fave. 2-0 with rest advantage. 6-1 in their last 7. The trends for Ball State stink. I'm taking Georgia State. I'm laying the 4.5.
4.5 seems low.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. The Quick Lane Bowl, does that one get you fucking excited?
Quick Lane.
Western Michigan versus Nevada in the great city of Detroit.
Let's go.
Western Michigan in Detroit?
In Detroit, yeah.
What are we talking about?
This game has gone from Nevada -6.5 to Western Michigan -3.
Pardon?
It's a 9.5-point swing.
It's the QB opt-out.
Carson Strong at Nevada's head coach left for Colorado State. Their DC left for Wazoo. I believe a lot of the other staff is going to Colorado State. Carson Strong, who is the quarterback, is sitting out. Plus, a bunch of starters are entering the transfer portal.
Yeah. They looked like a quarterback in a Pop Warner team all year.
Nevada did.
Yeah. No offense.
They can't stop the run, which we know. I'll lay the 3 with Western Michigan here.
That's good. Yeah. I'll probably ride that money line up to like -190 or so.
You got a MAC team in Detroit?
Come on.
Foxy knows.
You have to take that team.
Foxy knows. What we got? Two more here. Three more here.
Come on.
The Military Bowl. Boston College -3 versus East Carolina. I think this is in Boston.
Annapolis.
Annapolis, sorry. It's at Navy.
It's at Navy?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. BC, Jerkovich is back. He's going to come back for
big
next season as well. This one was a tough one.
Lean BC.
I leaned BC as well.
Absolutely.
East Carolina's been on a nice little run here.
Pirates can play.
They've been pretty good.
Yeah.
They
did get whacked by Cincy, didn't they?
They're 6-2 ATS, their last 8 overall. Not my favorite pick here.
BC's also coming out of the bowl game that was canceled last year.
Yes, it was.
So
they'll be buzzing.
Hungry dogs.
They should be hungry.
They've been
hungry.
Waiting.
The Birmingham Bowl is Auburn -3 versus Houston. Bo Nix is in the portal. Two other starters are out. They fired their OC. I think it's actually a decent matchup for Houston. I think I'm going to take Houston +3 here.
Yeah, I think so too.
Dana, here's the issue. Dana is 1-6 straight up and 0-7 in bowls since 2012.
Dana.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, I don't love that.
No, that is not a good sign.
I don't fucking love that.
I like Houston.
Auburn's been a shit show the last part of the season, except for the Bama game. First Responder Bowl, Louisville versus Air Force. Louisville got some good news. Malik Cunningham's coming back for next season. Their quarterback, who's very good. They did lose their top 2 wide receivers in the portal, though.
They're a pick'em?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Louisville. I didn't know Penix was in the transfer portal.
Louisville can stop the run, which is interesting here.
Did you know Penix was in the portal?
But no.
Have they?
Huh?
Have they played like a, you know, sweep option type deal?
No.
They're still doing that over there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're a military school. They're actually the...
they do like sweeps and screens.
They run the ball the most in the country, actually.
Hell yeah.
Jeez.
I'm taking the Air Force +1.5. I'll take the dog.
Yeah, me too.
It's Louisville?
Yeah. You taking Louisville?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
And then the last one, the Liberty Bowl. Bowl number 21. Mississippi State -8.5 versus Texas Tech. Revenge game. Mike Leach revenge game. Apparently, he says that Texas Tech still owes him $2 million from when he coached there.
Two schmill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to take that team.
Texas Tech hired a new head coach, and the interim head coach who's coaching the bowl game got hired at Louisiana Tech. So he's at Louisiana Tech, but he's just coming back for the bowl game. I'm not sure who's coaching the team while until the bowl game. Mississippi State, obviously #1 in pass attempts in the entire country. Texas Tech is #104 against the pass. I'll take Mississippi State minus the 8.5 here.
For $2 million.
For $2 million.
For $2 million.
You think, listen, Leach has been terrible in bowls lately. Not terrible. Yeah, terrible. 2-9 ATS in his last 11.
Jesus, what are him and Dana doing? They're getting all boozed up.
Here's the thing, though. He's got 16 bowl appearances versus this Texas Tech guy who's got 0.
He got one of these.
Leach?
Yeah.
Leach has got one of those at some point. This is revenge for Leach. Sure. Give me Mississippi State.
No. Go alternate spread on that, Tony.
You want alt spread?
Yeah, for two schmills.
Them just fucking burying Texas Tech.
Whenever the alt spread gets thrown around.
All right, that was the first 21.
Who? Hey, good. I tell you what, if you are a college football team and you do not make a bowl, you stink.
Yeah, what? 80 teams make it out of 130?
Jesus Christ, they need to change that now.
Nah.
That's madness.
Every team that got 6 wins is in a bowl.
That's how it should be. They deserve it.
I don't think Memphis or Hawaii even made it there.
They did. Memphis, I believe, is 6-6, and Hawaii is 6-7.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Huh.
What?
Shirley.
Former Jags kicker Josh Lambeau.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Says that Urban Meyer once kicked him during warm-ups and said, "Hey, dipshit, make your fucking kicks."
My coach said that to me in high school. How much more are we going to let this fucking guy get away with?
Jesus.
That guy stinks.
Make your kicks.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow for
Urban's dismissal.
Urban's dismissal. We'll dive into the NFL more. Foxy, thank you for helping out today. Appreciate it. Thanks, thank you so much. Good luck to you and your family, boys.
Good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you and your family. Everyone, I hope the college football breakdown helped a little bit. We'll do the next. The better games come tomorrow.
Let's go.
Well, obviously, better games than that.
Obviously, the first 20, not as good as the second 20.
What do you mean?
Well, we got fucking New Year's 6. We got 2 playoff games. That's 8 games already. Those playoff
games are ugly numbers.
That's another bone I have to pick. We got 80-something bowl games, and we can only have 4 teams in the playoff.
You're right, dude. Jesus. You're fucking right. You couldn't be more right. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Did I make a pick? I made a pick on every goddamn one. Jeez. I'll say Tony doesn't make picks. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.